You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Get your website visible. Get Tizible.
Scientists have more questions than answers after reviewing data sent from the NASA probe that just passed Pluto. New Horizons scanned Pluto and its moon, Charon, during a 31,000-mile-an-hour flyby.
Something is making these two worlds very, very different. One has an atmosphere and volatiles on its surface. The other does not. One is covered in water ice. The other is covered in these volatiles. It's a puzzle. It's a real puzzle.
One image of Pluto shows huge mountains of ice, but how they form defies expectations. Scientists at the Johns Hopkins Applied Physics Lab also can't explain why there are no obvious craters on Pluto's surface, suggesting it may be a very young 100 million years old. One geological feature, a ridge near the heart-shaped region of the planet, is being named Tombaugh Ridgio. It's a tribute to Clyde Tombaugh, the man who discovered Pluto in 1930 and whose ashes are on the space probe. The probe was launched in 2006, and researchers say it will take at least 16 months for the probe to transmit all of its information. New Horizons team member Kathy Olkin says they haven't gotten much sleep since the probe's flyby of Pluto.
The team has just been abuzz. Look at this, look at that. Oh my God, that's amazing.
One scientist says the early data confirms something he's known for decades.
My prediction, written 20 years ago on a little slip of paper, held in a manila envelope, was proven right by New Horizons. The Pluto system is something wonderful.
Join us online for more special interest stories, news, and headlines at usaheadlinenews.com. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Good morning. At 11:04, it's 72 sunny degrees in Flemington, and it is absolutely gorgeous today. If you don't have to be at work, don't. Forecast for today is sunny with a high near 80. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 60. Friday is going to be another gorgeous day, mostly sunny with a high of 83. But then the humidity and the chance of thunderstorms comes back in for the weekend with a high of 90 each day and a 50% chance of thunderstorms.
I've never heard a weather forecast where somebody tries to shut down our economy. Thank you, Jennifer.
You're welcome.
Good morning and welcome to the Library Show. I have no idea where to jump in here, Jennifer. I have no idea where you're going with this, but we'll just move on. Good morning and
just
welcome
go with it, Jim.
To the Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, attention all you fishermen and women out there, HEL is hosting an introductory course in August that will cover anything you need to know everything, Jennifer, not anything, everything you need to know to be a successful fisherman
or woman. Even something you don't need to know.
The North County Branch Flower Show is coming up in 1 week. It's not too late to enter. Jennifer plans on spending her day like a bright and shiny new dime. Our September is Library Card Month promotion for local businesses. We'll talk about that. Our outdoor summer concert series schedule continues next week, as do our youth and adult summer reading clubs. All that and more on today's library show. Okay, a couple things of business to take care of. First, why are we playing Journey's Don't Stop Believin'?
It was one of my favorite songs in high school.
It was?
It was.
Why? Did it inspire you?
I just...
What did you need to not stop believing? That you would be a librarian someday?
I don't know. It just...
Why today? Any reason?
It just came into my head today. I don't know. Maybe because of the weather.
Actually, my daughter Kara likes this song too.
So why don't you grill Kara for it?
I think it
always reminds me of Cooper Union for some reason. There used to be a music store, Shermer and Sons, near Cooper Union.
What's a Cooper Union?
Cooper Union is a music college in New York City and in the East Village, and until recently it was free tuition. And I used to go into this music store and buy sheet music.
You want to be a musician someday. Maybe that's what...
Maybe that's
what... And you stop believing somewhere along the line, Jennifer. Okay, my other point is, I brought this up again, Jennifer, because I just can't get over it. How do you spend a day? Why is it good to spend your day like a bright and shiny new dime? I don't see the advantages of that. Think of a bright and shiny dime. Usually in the bottom of a pocket?
But, okay...
What is the highlight of a dime's day?
You're referring to Eight Is Enough.
I'm referring to the theme song to Eight Is Enough. That is correct.
But back in the day, you could buy something with it. Like, you could make a phone call with a dime.
Okay. So, but why is that a highlight of a dime's day? Dimes used to spend their days in the darkness of a pocket or in the slot of a telephone?
Well, I don't know. Penny is two syllables.
Here's my theory. Okay. I've given this a lot of thought, Jennifer.
Oh, my goodness. Have you?
The only reason they have that line is because the next line is, if we're ever troubled by the changing times, and surprisingly, not much rhymes with times.
Rhyme?
Well, that's what I said. There's two possibilities, rhymes and limes. So limes is almost worse. I could see spending your day like a lime, right? That's probably worse than a dime.
You'd be in my gin and tonic and make me very happy.
It, for you, but not the lime, Jennifer. Okay, so rhymes is their only choice. So they can't, I mean, something like childhood rhymes. We spend our day like heroes of childhood rhymes or something. And then times. Isn't that better than dimes?
It's different.
I do not, I'm going on record, I do not ever want to spend a day like a dime.
Okay.
Ever.
But you used to, people turned on a dime.
Irrelevant.
I'm just saying.
Good morning and welcome to the library
Brother,
show.
Brother, can you spare a dime?
That's bad. That's all negative. All of it. We're moving on, Jennifer. We have some programs coming up at the Hunter County Library this week, starting with this Saturday. Do we have anything tonight, Jennifer?
No.
We do not. Starting this Saturday, we have our On This Big Screen movie series continuing. If you haven't seen the movie Leviathan, and I'm guessing you haven't, we're showing it this Saturday, July 18th, at 2 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. We discussed this movie in length a couple weeks ago. We will not go into it any further. Our summer concert series continues next Wednesday, July 22nd. We'll be hosting the Blauenberg Band.
You live right, Jim Thatch, by the way.
Why?
Yesterday at 4:15, up at the library, those skies opened up, and it rained.
And
like the proverbial cow.
Because
you had no program scheduled for
it. It rained like a cow.
You've never heard about a cow.
No. Explain that to me. Oh. Gotcha. Okay.
It poured.
Yes. So what's that got to do with me?
Because you have no concert scheduled for last night.
I know.
And it could have rained like that last Wednesday, and it didn't.
Jennifer, are you starting to jinx next Wednesday's concert?
I am not. No, I don't want to jinx it.
So it's an outdoor free concert that we have next Wednesday, July 22nd. The Blauenberg Band is from Blauenberg, New Jersey, which is near Princeton. They are a large brass band that will be playing a lot of patriotic marches, as well as probably some big band hits. very popular. The leader of that band, I forget his name, is a very charismatic gentleman and very good with the audience. So this would be a great night out. Bring a picnic, bring a chair or blanket, and sit on our beautiful lawn right on the Route 12 side of our building. And we had many, 250 plus, even with the dicey weather, last week at our Summer Swing Orchestra concert. So I'm expecting more, Jennifer, this Blaumberg concert that's next Wednesday, free and open to the public. If you forget anything to drink, we'll have free water courtesy of the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library for you.
And speaking of forgetting, if you'd like to be reminded about this concert or any other concerts, send an email to hcprograms@hclibrary.us and we will add your name to our mailing list.
And also just go to our webpage, hclibrary.us, and the event calendar is in the bottom right corner of our homepage. Just click on that for any and all programs coming up at the library. And let me just quickly announce that our last concert in our outdoor concert series is August 5th, and we welcome the British Invasion Tribute. If you've never seen or heard them, you have to be at the Hunterdon County Library on that day. All concerts start at 6:30 p.m., Jennifer. Anything else coming up next week?
The South County Branch Library has their reading group Tuesday evening.
Okay. What will they be
at
reading
7:30
and discussing?
They will be reading Me Before You by Jojo Moyes.
Have you read that?
I have not. Jojo Moyes is a British import.
So?
And I'm going to explain so. And she had this, I believe, was her breakout book in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone wanted all her backlist.
Usually breakout books, you're all over that even before the public are.
No, I'm debut authors.
You don't like debut authors?
No, I do. It's debut authors. I'm all over, not breakout books. But thank you for remembering.
How can I forget? You do it every week. You talk about a book that the general public can't get their hands on for another month.
I'll just sit here quietly. Thank you.
Okay. The flower show. Let's discuss the flower show real quick, Jennifer. We have time?
We sure do.
Before our first commercial break?
We got all the time in the world, Jim Thatch.
Oh, quickly, we do have a listener today. Kiko is listening. And here's a couple more suggestions for rhyming the word times.
Okay. Can we say any of them on the air?
Slimes. Time? Climbs. Maybe climbs. Can you think of a line with climbs? Times. Times. Rhyming times with times. Kiko, come on. And mimes. Mimes. I'm sticking
climbs
with childhood rhymes. I think I've aced that.
Climbs has possibilities. Good
job.
Okay,
give us some thought over the break, or the commercial break. But quickly, the North County Branch Flower Show, the deadline is next Friday, July 24th. This is Flower Show and Garden Day at the library. So if you are a gardener and you want to enter the show, just go on our webpage, hclibrary.us, and click on the link right on our homepage to get a registration form. You need to fill that out and bring that in when you drop off your entry.
Did he say chimes?
No, he didn't say chimes. That's
chimes.
Another one. Good. Okay.
Chime would
wrong.
Fit, actually.
I only came up with limes.
Well, Jim Thatch.
So the flower show itself, Jennifer, if you want to attend and see all the beautiful flowers grown by local gardeners, is Saturday, July 25th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. You can meet the local gardeners, see their entries. There will also be Rutgers Master Gardeners of Hunterdon County. They'll be on hand to answer questions from 9:15 a.m. to 3 p.m. The Master Gardeners will be bringing in their interesting, exotic, and simply beautiful plants themselves, Jennifer. There will be a honeybee demonstration. Honeybees are suffering from colony collapse disorder, Jennifer. Did you realize that?
Did you investigate colony collapse disorder?
I did not.
You promised.
I promised? Yeah. I'm not the librarian in this scenario here, am I? No, I'll draw you a picture of a honeybee, but I'm not going to research them. An expert will be on hand, Jennifer, with information and some equipment necessary. To what? Help suffering bees from colony collapse disorder? Bees are vitally important, Jennifer, just in case you didn't know this, for crop pollination and mosquito control. So hosting bee colonies with or without honey involved is vitally important. Vitally used twice.
How many times are you going to say vitally?
In the same sentence, probably for the first time in the history of the English language. Invasive species, Jennifer, there will be a New Jersey invasive species strike team on hand. They'll have literature available, and an expert will be on hand as well. And then finally, Leah Petra from the Hunterdon County Parks and Rec Department will be available to answer questions.
A what?
Excuse me?
A what?
A what?
Or is that a person's name?
Leah Petra?
Oh, Leah Petra.
Yeah, what do you think I said?
You're starting to slur. You're sounding a little drunk.
I wish, Jennifer. Okay, she'll be available to answer questions and have brochures available, and refreshments will be available all day. So this, once again, is the Flower Show and Garden Day at the North County Branch Library next Saturday, July 25th. From 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's 11:15. We'll go do some commercials, and we'll be back with more Library Show right after this.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
It just gets stays when you get it's just a record.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology.
Heard.
Don't know much about a
okay.
Book.
We're back.
Jeff, how long will this microphone on for? Welcome back to the Library Show. It's time for Today in History. Please excuse Jennifer's unprofessional.
I'm not the one blabbing my mouth.
I thought the microphones are off. Great, Jennifer. If I'm fired from the library.
Kiko, just would you please text him that he didn't say
today anything? In history.
Wait. So, Kiko, give Jim a text and tell him he didn't say anything incriminating. Thank you.
Well, the archives will tell us this tomorrow, Jennifer.
But let Kiko tell you tonight.
Can we move on, please? Thank you. Today in history. Today is July 16th. Every Thursday morning at this time, I ask Jennifer trivia questions on events that happened on this date in history, which happens to be July 16th, and also some people who were born or died on this date of varying popularity. You'll see what I mean. Let's get started. Jennifer, July 16th, 1790. I'm going to start off very tough with you. The Residence Act of 1790 was signed into law. Any idea what the Residence Act was?
In the United States?
Mm-hmm. The Residence Act...
Do you have something to do with Native Americans?
No.
Okay, then I know.
It's an act for establishing the temporary and permanent seat of the government of the United States. And what it actually did was name Washington, D.C. as our national capital.
It moved it from New York to Washington.
Correct. Okay, Jennifer, July 16th...
Thanks, Kiko.
1861.
Okay.
She says you need to speak into the mic.
Okay.
Thank you, Kiko.
Thanks, Kiko.
You faded out and couldn't hear her question. Jennifer, Kiko, the reason Jennifer fades out because she's always working on the computer.
I'm always moving back and forth.
Maybe you can move the microphone over a little bit.
Okay, thanks.
But this is something for a production,
right, Kiko?
This is something for a production meeting, Jennifer, not for our listeners to hear. Jennifer, in 1861, on July 16th, at the order of President Abraham Lincoln, what did I say?
Leak on.
Union troops begin a 25-mile march into Virginia. I'm sure Kiko's going to know the answer to this. For what was to become the first major land battle of the Civil War. What was it?
Vicksburg.
Vicksburg? That is incorrect. Vicksburg's in Mississippi.
All right, well,
Vicksburg
wait.
Is not
wait,
25 miles from Washington, D.C., Jennifer.
You're right. Is he correct?
You need a Madonna mic, whatever that means. Madonna referring to the pop singer?
The thing that goes on her. I know what he means.
Ah, yes.
Yes.
Oh, that's good. Maybe we can get this. Okay, Jennifer, do you any 25 mile
Wait,
march?
Wait, just answered it.
25 mile march into Virginia. Kiko is correct with his answer. Do you know?
Richmond. No, it's still too far. Go ahead, shy. I'm just guessing now.
Bull Run.
Bull Run.
We were looking for
that?
Bull Run, Jennifer.
Okay. Thanks, Kiko.
Okay. And 19.
Kiko, next time, can you email me at jtandthebookworm@gmail.com so I know the answer? Thank you.
Okay, Jennifer. Okay. On 1941, on July 16th, what did Joe DiMaggio do?
Joe DiMaggio, he hit a significant home run.
He did not.
I don't know.
What's Joe DiMaggio's most famous record? Do you remember?
Obviously not.
Okay. DiMaggio hit safely in his 56th consecutive game. That was the last one in his consecutive streak, and it is still a major league record today.
I would not have gotten that one.
The summer of 1941, Jennifer. How about the summer of 1945? We've talked about this on the show. July 16th. What boat leaves San Francisco with parts for the atomic bomb Little Boy bound for Tinian Island? What ship leaves San Francisco with parts for the atomic bomb Little Boy bound for Tinian Island?
Oh, I don't know. I thought today was the test in New Mexico.
We might get to that, Jennifer.
Oh, okay. The ship. The Arizona. No, the Arizona was sunk by then. I don't know.
We spoke about it many times and actually played it from the movie Jaws, the USS Indianapolis.
Oh, Indianapolis, of course.
Which, unfortunately, after delivering the parts for the bomb and coming back, was sunk by a Japanese torpedo. And
oh, that's right.
Watch Jaws for the rest of what happened to that crew. I think it's the greatest naval disaster or loss of life of all time, if I'm not mistaken. Kiko, a little interesting tidbit about Bull Run. People packed picnic baskets, Jennifer, to watch it.
Did you send out press releases and encourage them to bring
Actually, I think I remember seeing, I remember hearing about that. Yes, like people would watch on the hill the first battle of Civil War. Like it was like some kind of show. Okay, Jennifer, so the Indianapolis. Okay, in 1945, Jennifer ruined this one, but I'm just going to read it. The Manhattan Project happened today, Jennifer. The atomic age officially begins when the United States successfully detonated a plutonium-based nuclear weapon near Alamogordo, New Mexico. Okay, 1951, this world-famous book is published for the first time by Little Brown & Company.
Tell me what year.
1951.
This famous book, 1951. Little Brown.
A reclusive author.
Oh, Catcher in the Rye.
Correct. Very good, Jennifer. Okay, Jennifer, in 1956, on July 16th, the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus. How can I word this?
What year?
1956.
56.
Does this type of show for the last time in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, due to changing economic times? What was significant about this last show in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania?
I was going to say Three Rings, but no.
Yeah, correct. So last time they had a show under a big tent. Afterwards, they held their shows in arenas, Jennifer, for economic reasons.
Kiko, can you save it to the break?
In 1969, Jennifer. We'll have to have Kiko call in.
I know. He's like...
And what did the Confederates call the Battle of Bull Run, Jennifer? I believe it was Manassas?
Manassas.
Is that correct?
I believe that is correct.
Or was that just another term from someone else?
No, I think...
Kiko will let us know.
I would have said Manassas.
Okay, Jennifer, 1969. The first mission to land astronauts on the moon is launched today from Kennedy Space Center. Which mission was it?
Apollo 9.
Close. Apollo 11.
That's my second choice.
And then who died today, before I go into the born, who died today in 1999 when he crashed his small airplane into the Atlantic Ocean?
John Denver. No, he didn't crash in the Atlantic
Ocean. Off the coast of Martha's Vineyard.
Oh, John Kennedy.
Killing his wife
Jr.
and his
John and Caroline. John Kennedy.
John Kennedy and his wife Carolyn Bissett Kennedy, and his sister-in-law Lauren Bissett. That was the state in 19. I can remember that, actually.
Yeah, I was. It was a Saturday. I was up at the North County branch, and
Manassas was correct.
Somebody ran and did a display real fast of Kennedy's. They did that
at the library.
Yeah.
Oh, that was nice. Who did that? I was here at that time. It wasn't me.
No, it was a Saturday, and it was just like a, like the Pope died on a Saturday too, and it, they did a pop up Pope.
Okay, born or died on this date, Jennifer.
Okay.
Died. We'll start with a died just for you. In 1882, Mary Todd Lincoln.
The President Lincoln's wife.
That is correct. Anything else about her personal life? You know anything else about her? It's still marked correct, so don't worry.
I don't know.
She had mental illness later on, supposedly.
We all do sooner or later, Jim.
We do. I hope not. Okay, born today in 1887, Joe Jackson.
He was a boxer. He was a famous boxer.
I'm thinking of a different Joe Jackson. Oh. He is an athlete. Known for his footwear in baseball.
Oh, Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Shoeless Joe Jackson was born today in 1887. Anything else you know about him?
Was he part of the Black Sox scandal?
He was correct, though later on found that maybe he was wrongly accused, looking at his stats during that World Series, which were pretty good, actually. So, but he and the whole, I think most of the team, or I guess eight men were banned from baseball. Good movie, Eight Men Out. Is that in our DVD collection?
Yes.
Okay. The movie Eight Men Out, if you want to know about the Black Sox scandal, is available at the Huntington County Library. Just put a hold on it or just drop by the library. I'm sure there's no hold list for Eight Men Out.
Aren't you slightly impressed? I knew there was a boxer named Joe Jackson.
No. Oh. It's also a singer named Joe Jackson.
Yes, but I know he's not that old.
Okay, Jennifer, moving on. Barbara Stanwyck was born today in 1907.
She,
I did this for you. It was one of your favorite movies, I thought.
She was an actress. Well, you just gave that away with the movie.
Interesting.
I'm going to feel stupid when you say it.
The star of Christmas in Connecticut.
Yes.
Barbara Stanwyck. I thought you said that was one of your favorite movies.
It is.
Movies.
I love that movie.
Okay. Just couldn't place Barbara Stanwyck. She was also into some TV westerns, I believe. Like Big Valley or something like that. A lot of movies. Okay, 1911, Ginger Rogers was born.
She was Fred Astaire's dancing partner.
Correct. 1936, Buddy Merrill was born.
Who?
The only Buddy Merrill. Kara, my daughter, will be the only person in the world who knows who Buddy Merrill is.
Well, then give us a hint.
He was a guitarist, Jennifer. Most popular for the long run he had on the Lawrence Welk show.
Can I just interrupt here with Lawrence Welk? About a month ago, it was on a Thursday, it was the anniversary of the debut of the Lawrence Welk show, and we completely missed it.
What was? On a radio day?
Yeah.
How did we miss that?
I don't know.
Interesting, Jennifer. Oh, well. 1958, Michael Flatley was born on July 16th.
He was the Irish step dancer from Riverdance.
The Lord of the Dance, Michael Flatley. Born today in 1964, Phil Hellmuth. Phil Hellmuth.
Nope.
These are people that I know just by name recognition.
Is he a
Jennifer,
jockey?
He is not.
Oh, well.
Phil Hellmuth is a poker player. He's won the World Series of Poker.
I would not have put poker with you. But okay.
1967, Will Ferrell was born.
He's a movie actor. He was an elf.
He was elf. That is correct. Actually, I didn't realize this, but he was in the movie version of The Producers. Did you see?
I did see I had to go. I went all the way to Manville to see that.
Did you like that movie?
The
play must have been better. I just watched the movie and I was.
Did you see watch the original play with the original movie with Gene Wilder and Zero Mostel?
It's good.
It's better.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not a musical.
Oh, it's not.
It's.
Oh, so Mel Brooks made it into a musical?
No, it was originally Mel Brooks's movie.
Oh, okay.
It's not as musical.
Gotcha. All right, Jennifer, and finally died on this date in 1981, Harry Chapin.
Taxi driver.
Taxi.
Singer.
Yes.
And Cats in the Cradle. I didn't
Very
see Cats
good.
In the Cradle, too.
That is correct, Jennifer. All right, you finished strong. Glad to see that.
You like that?
Yes.
Okay.
So that's today in history.
That's today in history?
Yes. I thought you had something for me over there.
I do. You want to do any weather? Or
oh, yeah, let's see. It's halfway through our show. It's 11:30. Let me give you a quick update on our weather. Temperatures outside are 78 degrees, going up to 81 today. Tonight, Jennifer, beautiful sleeping weather, upper 50s. How is that possible? But temperatures tomorrow start rising. Tomorrow, a beautiful day in the lower 80s with partly cloudy skies. And then the weekend, Saturday up into the upper 80s. And Sunday, we're back into the 90s with a chance of thunderstorms, with a real serious chance of thunderstorms on Monday. So that's your weekend weather. Welcome back to the Library Show. Jim Gannot, as always, will be here at 12 noon with his show, Taking Care of Business. But this is the Library Show with the ever-popular Jennifer Winberry.
And Jim Thatch.
Okay, Jennifer has a magazine in front of her, so sparks are about to fly.
Why are sparks about to fly?
I don't know. Something exciting's about to happen.
Maybe.
Screen door's about to slam.
This is a magazine I picked up at Barnes & Noble last week. They're doing Retro Thursdays. Flash, I forget what they're called. Throwback Thursdays.
Isn't it right in front of you?
It's not. One Thursday night, they featured the 50s, and they had special prices on books from the 50s. Last week was the 60s.
This is Barnes & Noble?
Mm-hmm.
Where's the closest Barnes & Noble?
And there's one in Princeton, and there's one in Somerville.
I know, but neither one of those are in Hunterdon County.
Do you want to know about this or not?
Go ahead.
So I was at the one in Fairless Hills last Thursday, and I picked up this magazine. It's called Remind, and it was a promo copy. And I guess each magazine talks about the different... In fact, like this one features the 60s, a look back at a decade that was oh so groovy.
Mm-hmm.
And it is chock full of trivia.
Chock full.
That's what I said.
I thought you said chock full.
No, I said chock full.
Chock fill? No, chock fill.
Do you want to do this or not, Jim?
We'll see.
We'll see. So we have 60s hit songs. We have...
Good. Sounds good.
Reeling in the Years, which it just looks like a
mishmash
of trivia.
Oh, go ahead.
There is also, let's see, hit song.
Reeling in the Years must be about movies.
It's not. No, it's
well, maybe we should get
year.
To it.
All right. So we're going to, all right, we'll do Reeling in the Years and see how it goes.
Go ahead.
But it's a melange of things. If you were a single woman...
I don't think melange is the right word either.
It is. If you were a single woman in the 1960s, a bank could refuse to issue you this.
In the 60s, a single woman? Mm-hmm. A checking account.
A credit card. Even if you were married, your husband had to co-sign for it.
Okay.
This laundry detergent in the 1960s offered freebies like drinking glasses in its box.
Lux or Dove or something.
Oxydol.
Oh.
Panic over this type of playing field led to the Cuban Missile Crisis. I think this is oversimplified, but...
AstroTurf?
A soccer field. As a CIA analyst put it, Cubans play baseball, Russians play soccer.
Ah, interesting.
What was the real name
of... They're probably right.
Possibly. What was the real name of Woodstock headliner Jimi Hendrix?
Oh, I should know this, but you I'm should. Not going to... What is it?
James Marshall Hendrick.
Oh. That's stupid. I thought it was something different.
Mm. You learned that from Amy Jo, didn't you?
What?
That's stupid. Many attribute the U.S. gay rights movement to this 1969...
Amy Jo is the only person that says something
stupid. She
says
it frequently. It's a catchphrase.
I think it's a common...
Many attribute the U.S. gay rights movement to this 1969 event, which we just had the anniversary of. Oh,
what?
Come on, Jim Thatch, you know this.
Do I?
The Stonewall Riot at the Stonewall Bar in Greenwich Village.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Never mind.
Just because you know everything about Greenwich Village, Jennifer?
I thought you knew a lot.
What happened at the Stonewall Riot?
It was a gay bar,
mm-hmm.
and there was a huge riot between the people at the bar, the patrons at the bar, and the police, and it was considered the birth of the gay rights movement.
Really?
Yes. And a year later, they had the first parade commemorating at first, and then it has turned into the...
Gay rights parade?
No, now it's called Gay Pride Parade, I think.
Gay Pride Parade?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
A 214-pound housewife named Jean Nedek started this weight loss support group with her friends.
Weight Watchers.
For what offense was boxing champion Muhammad Ali imprisoned and stripped of his title?
Refusing the draft.
Correct. Draft evasion. This 1956 best-selling novel inspired the first TV soap opera appearing on ABC. And this was the book I was going to guess when you said
As the World Turns.
Peyton Place.
Oh. I should have got that. I should have got that one.
All right, let's move into something that's more in your wheelhouse, shall we?
Music.
Yes. What song was ranked number one in Rolling Stone magazine's top 500 greatest songs of all time?
This is from the 1960s?
It was in the 1960s.
Number one song of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And it according only, to Rolling Stone.
But it only reached number two on the charts.
Yesterday by the Beatles.
Oddly enough, Like a Rolling Stone by Bob Dylan.
How could it be never reach number one? This should have been all songs that were at least got to number one.
Rolling Stone, please call and explain yourself. Who wrote and first released All Along the Watchtower?
Jimi Hendrix.
Who wrote it?
I don't know.
Bob Dylan.
Everybody loves Bob Dylan.
You seen a theme? Name the song that begins with, "The night we met, I knew I needed you so, and if I had the chance, I'd never let you go."
Be My Baby.
By?
The Shirelles.
Ronettes.
The Ronettes.
For extra points, can you name the producer?
Phil Spector.
Who used
the Wall of Sound.
The Wall of Sound. Very good, Jim Thatch. What year? Okay, now we go. What year did the Beatles see these songs make the Billboard top hits? I Want to Hold Your Hand, Can't Buy Me Love, She Loves You, and A Hard Day's Night.
64.
Respect became a hit for Aretha Franklin in 1967, but who wrote and released the song 2 years earlier, in 1965?
Otis Blackwell.
Otis Redding.
Oh.
You were right there. Name the song with these lyrics. I was feeling kind of seasick, but the crowd called out for more.
Oh, Whiter Shade of Pale.
Very good.
By the Strawberry Alarm Clock.
Well, they have Procol Harum.
Oh, Procol Harum, that's right.
1967. In the summer of 1966, the Rolling Stones released three singles, Painted Black, Mother's Little Helper, and...
Satisfaction.
Lady Jane. Who released the classic Save the Last Dance for Me?
The Drifters.
Why did Paul... I just had this conversation with my husband. Why did Paul McCartney write Hey Jude?
For John Lennon's son, Julian.
Name the song that contains... Because nothing rhymes with Julian.
Julienne, like the way to prepare vegetables.
Well, that's just a homophone. Name the song that contains the lyric... I met him at the candy store. He turned around and smiled at me. Get the picture?
Yes, we see. The leader of the pack. What was the question?
That was it.
Oh.
Which Neil Sedaka tune was done both as fast pop song and a mellow ballad?
I'm Breaking Up Is Hard to Do.
That is correct. I got some more pop rock trivia if you want.
Thank you. Why not, Jennifer? Kiko likes trivia.
Is Kiko enjoying himself?
I don't know. Kiko, I'm sure after your production mistake.
Oh, right.
He's very particular about quality production.
Name the two albums the Beatles released in 1967.
Sergeant Pepper and Sergeant Pepper there was a gap, so it had to be after Sergeant Pepper. Let's go with the White Album.
Let's go with the Magical Mystery Tour.
Okay.
Who sang Summertime Blues and Come on,
Eddie
everybody.
Cochran.
And when?
That was early. So Eddie Cochran died in a car accident, probably early 60s.
It's 1958. I don't know.
Yes, that's true. That's right. It was going to
This is a 60s magazine. What is a parrot head?
A Jimmy Buffett fan.
That is correct. Who sang Bootszilla?
Bootszilla? Never heard of that.
Bootsy Collins. Again, this is in 1978. In 1978.
You're on a different page in the 60s, so that's okay.
Name Aretha Franklin's three number one R&B hits of 1967.
Respect.
Mm-hmm. One of them is in the movie Michael with John Travolta.
I know the movie, but I...
Chain of Fools.
Okay.
And Baby, I Love You. What group released For Your Love... Shape of Things.
The Yardbirds.
Name the 1950s era group that had great success covering songs from the 1930s, including I Don't Care, Harbor Lights, and Smoke Gets in Your Eyes.
That is the Platters.
And which group had a top 10 hit had top 10 hits with When I Grow Up to Be a Man and Dance.
The Beach Boys.
Dance. There you go.
Great movie, Love and Mercy, now in theaters. Story of Brian Wilson.
In 1965, the cost of living, the average yearly income was $6,957.
It's amazing, isn't it? How is that possible?
Minimum wage was $1.25 an hour.
At the library, God knows what the library wasn't open yet, was it?
It was. We were at Plumington Plumington Park Building. The average cost of a new home was $21,500. Pork chops were $1.03 a pound.
What are they now?
They run about $2.99, depending.
No, that's not too much different.
It's like the ShopRite pre-wrapped. Hershey bar was 5 cents, and it was 1 ounce. A dozen eggs was 53 cents. Heinz ketchup was 22 cents. Toothpaste was 55 cents, and gasoline was 31 cents a gallon.
This was 1965.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. Well, thank you, Jennifer.
You're welcome.
Is there anything else you want to say about the 1960s?
No. I'm good. Thank you.
And if someone wanted this magazine, where would they go? Can we get it at the library?
We don't have this magazine, no. There is, I've actually never seen a full stand. It says remindmagazine.com online.
Do we have any commercials to go to, Jennifer?
Not for 3 more minutes. So, what do you have to say for 3 minutes?
Let's go to the commercial, then we'll just... tell everybody about some upcoming library programs, like our fishing program, like our library card promotion.
Oh, you know what? Before we go to the break.
And our summer reading clubs.
I want to talk one thing about the Cultural and Heritage Commission.
Sure.
Did you get this email this morning?
I don't know.
Well, the Cultural and Heritage Commission is presenting a talk on August 13th at 7:30 in the Historic Courthouse.
Okay.
And it is Corn, Simply Amazing, by our very own Judith Carl Russo. So she will be presenting.
Is this something that you helped set up?
I did not. She, Judith is part of the Horizon Speakers Bureau of the New Jersey Council for the Humanities, a state partner of the National Endowment for the Humanities. So the program will be funded by that. But if you've enjoyed Judith at the library, and but I don't know, because that's the same night as Jack McDade at the North County Branch Library. So it's a tough choice.
It is a tough choice.
So, but I was really excited to see that Judith is going to be speaking someplace else in the county. All right, now we can go to the break, and we will be right back.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
Got a friend.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show, and thanks to Jeremiah for emailing us the answer about Will Ferrell, Elf, which he reminded us we play every Christmas at the library.
We do. I'm a big Will Ferrell fan, as is Jeremiah.
Nobody's perfect.
You don't like Will Ferrell? You have no idea, Jennifer. Who's your favorite comedic actor these days?
I don't know. I kind of like...
But it's not Will Ferrell, is it?
Not Will Ferrell, no.
All right, well, I would like an answer to that before the end of the show. I have two exciting programs coming up at the Huntington County Library I'd like to tell you about. Saturday, August 15th, from 1 to 4 p.m., we have a special program called Fishing 101 with John F. Hitchcock. I almost said John Hancock, Jennifer.
You said it yesterday.
Did I? Do you want to start fishing or improve your fishing skills? This informative course will cover personal care and safety, knot tying, lure selection by watercolor. That's a big one, Jennifer. That's always a problem with mine. Types of line use, tackle maintenance and usage, reading charts and reading water. Like, reading water is very important in fishing, Jennifer. You used to fish. And launching your boat correctly. You may bring one pole and reel for evaluation. No hooks, please. There will be a casting practice at the conclusion of the course. Sunglasses, glasses, or safety goggles are required for the casting portion, Jennifer. John Hancock, just in case you want to know who
Hitchcock.
He is, like, what does he know about? Did
John
I say Hancock?
He said Hancock.
John F. Hitchcock. His credentials, Jennifer, in case you want to, does he really know what he's talking about? He grew up in Red Bank, New Jersey, fishing in the Navesink River, much like I did, Jennifer. I must have bumped into him at some point. Before wooden hulls were replaced with fiberglass and modified saltwater fishing techniques to, oh my gosh, it's going on. Okay, Jennifer, he's taught at the United States Power Squadron course and the ABC-3. He's also taught seamanship, engine maintenance, piloting, advanced piloting, weather, and cruise planning. Jennifer, did you proof this for me?
I did, but...
I think you need to proof this again. Some of these sentences just aren't flowing. So this is everything you want to know about fishing. It would be a great thing for a dad and their son, Jennifer, wouldn't you think?
That's the comment I made when we were talking with John Hitchcock, was that we had about 80 people the last time we had a fishing program, and it was mostly men and their sons.
Yes.
Which is a demographic we don't get a whole lot of.
But this program is it's going to be limited to maybe the first 20 or so signups. So I suggest signing up soon for this. This is, again, is Saturday, August 15th, from 1 to 4 p.m. If you want to call to make reservations, you can call 908-788-1434, or you can sign up online at hclibrary.us. Just click on the events calendar, and then on the date, August 15th, and it'll walk you through how to sign up for that program and put your name down to make sure that you get a seat for Fishing 101 with John F. Hitchcock at the Huntington County Library, August 15th. From 1 to 4 p.m. And then also, Jennifer, in September, very excited about this, Jennifer Farr Davis will be coming to the Huntington County Library. That Jennifer Farr Davis, the one that has hiked the Appalachian Trail in record time. That's the one I'm talking about. The same one that has a husband named Brew, which is still the greatest name for a guy of all time. So she'll be coming to the Huntington County Library and talk about some of the books she wrote. The book's titles are, good Lord, Jennifer, I don't have it in front of me. Called Again is one of her books. She has, Becoming Odessa is another book. Those are her two memoirs. She's also written two hiking guidebooks. She's the founder and owner of Blue Ridge Hiking Company. She currently lives in Charlotte, North Carolina. No, I'm sorry, she lives in Asheville, North Carolina, Jennifer. So she'll be coming to the Huntington County Library to talk about her books and talk about life on the Appalachian Trail, so we're very excited about this. She was also one of National Geographic's Adventurers of the Year in 2012. So once again, the date of this program, I don't have it in front
September
of me.
September 26th.
I'm sorry, thank you, Jennifer. Saturday, September 26th at the Huntington County Library. Jennifer, don't roll your eyes.
I didn't roll my eyes.
Yes, you did.
You booked the program. October 27th, I just booked a program with three authors.
Okay. This is news to me.
This is news to you. I can't remember their name. Robert and Caroline from the Book Garden in Frenchtown, Carolyn, have written a book about the history of Frenchtown, and it's based on some interviews that were done at a senior home in Frenchtown where some school children interviewed the residents of the home, and they got their reminiscence of living in Frenchtown. And also joining them will be Keith Strunk, who has written the book for Arcadia about Prowl's Mill. He will be there, and there's a third author. Her first name is Marianne. I forget who she is, but Keith was also involved in creating this film and filming the interviews that the school children did. So they will be here on October 27th with their books about Frenchtown history and life along the river.
Very nice. That sounds like a good program. How did you come up with that idea?
Well, because Carolyn and Robert were very big supporters of the Comic Fest.
Actually, I got a call from Carolyn yesterday if she wants to be a part of our Discounts for the Library Card promotion.
Excellent.
Do you want to know what that is, Jennifer?
I would love to know what that is, Jim.
Well, did you know September is Library Card Sign-Up Month? Of course you knew that. But the Hunterdon County Library and the Flemington Free Public Library are partnering with local businesses to promote the importance of having a library card. Way too M's, many M's in that sentence.
Very alliterative.
During the month of September, Jennifer, when a customer presents their library card at your local business, they receive a predetermined discount of your choosing. I'm talking to the local business owners right now. Participation for local businesses are free. The library provides advertising and promotional materials, which include brochures, posters, and links on our website. We also send press releases to various local newspapers, Jennifer. So in a nutshell, if you're a local business or you are just a Hunterdon County resident and you have a favorite local business, go to our website and print out a couple of these registration forms and give it to your favorite local businesses and tell them that you've found a way that they can advertise for free. Trust me, they'll appreciate it. It's going to fill out this simple thing, get it back to the library. The deadline is July 31st,
and the simple thing would be a form.
Yes. So get this in. You do not want to miss this promotion, and then we will promote this for you for free. We'll give you posters for your business. We'll have brochures at all our libraries so all our patrons can see who is participating in this event. And then when they show our library card at your business, we both win, Jennifer. We just both win. Everybody your business wins. And the library and that's the right. Person showing the card.
And Jim Gonneau is one of our charter members.
Mm-hmm.
With Crown Trophy.
Yes. I saw on Facebook, was it Facebook I saw this? That Jim Gonneau actually, Crown Trophy now prints shirts and stuff.
Oh, nice.
So just keep that in the back of our mind at the library if we ever need anything.
We always...
No, for printing.
No, yeah, definitely.
Don't make fun of the Hunterdon County Library.
I'm not making
Trevor.
Fun of the Hunterdon County.
It's an institution
Speaking
in this
of,
area.
Speaking of, did you get your banner yet? Your concert banner?
Oh, didn't I show it?
Mm-mm.
Oh, it came out awesome.
Nice.
Yes, so that'll be up on the road. So once again, this is the discount with your library card promotion. Just go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. The link for the registration form is right on the homepage.
And the information is also in to the July Chamber of Commerce newsletter.
Correct. And then starting September, just pick up a brochure at the county library or any of the libraries and start visiting those local businesses that are participating to receive your discounts.
And did you know, Jim Thatch, if you don't live in Hunterdon County, but you own a business in Hunterdon County,
mm-hmm.
you can get a library card at the Hunterdon County Library.
Is this a new rule?
This is not a new rule. This is a little known rule.
Just okay.
Bring in your lease that you own a business. You have to be a business owner, not working at the business.
Okay.
The business owners are entitled to library cards.
Do the business owners know this?
I'm just telling them. I'm telling them right now. But you know what? We should include it in the promotion next year when we send out the...
We should?
Yes.
How are we doing? Do you know, by the way?
I think we're up to about a dozen, but Joan is going to go hit the road.
Okay. So I have a few weeks. So
yeah.
We usually get like 40 to 50 businesses participating.
Yes. What do we do now, Kiko?
It's a text from my wife.
Oh, okay. He'll be right with you, Laura.
It's private, Jen. No, it's not private.
Are you blushing, Jim?
No, it's actually something, a joke about Walt Disney World.
Okay, pick up milk on the way home.
My wife's in Boston.
Nice.
So I'm flying solo, so there'll be no milk tonight.
Probably not. Probably just a lot of
beer. I'm
also
playing basketball tonight. Actually, here's a Hunterdon County thing. If you're a local basketball player, live in Hunterdon County, you're over 30 years of age, there's a league that you can play in to continue your glory days when you used to play in high school. From September through June, if you This is sponsored by the Parks and Rec Department. At the intermediate school on Court Street in Flemington, there's a basketball league that runs every Tuesday and Thursday night for any township resident 30 years and over. Actually, it could be a county resident.
First you said county, and then you said
it can be a county resident, Jennifer. There are other over leagues for other townships.
Jim Thatch can be bought.
This is technically Raritan Township. I most certainly can. I think we've proved that many times.
Many times. So, you know what? The 301 years since Huntington County was founded, and we're still celebrating.
Okay.
And this year, the 300-plus years of Huntington County History Committee is celebrating Huntington's rural heritage. And on Wednesday, August 12th at 7 p.m. at the main branch of the Huntington County Library, County Historian John Cool will be back with a brand new lecture, Huntington's Agriculture, Science, and Innovations. It will cover Huntington's interesting leadership in agricultural science, including the first artificially inseminated cow and the first shipment of live chicks.
Really?
Yes.
That's interesting.
It's who knew?
Did you ever read his calendar?
I've flipped through it. I haven't read from
very interesting. John Cool, I don't know if they're still available, but we made a calendar of 365 facts about Huntington County for the...
Well, they'd be a year old, but, you know...
Yeah, for the tricentennial.
It would be good if he turned it into some sort of book.
Doesn't matter if it's a year old, Jennifer. It's just a fun fact about...
Yes.
Huntington County. I was looking for the downside of something, Jennifer. What word am I looking for there?
It's what I do. And here's the downside of right now.
Not for our listeners, probably.
Probably not. It's the end of another library show. Jim Gonneau's coming in next with Taking Care of Business. Thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, go online, or stop in. Your library is always there for you.
The news is sponsored by the Huntington Medical Center. Huntington Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Huntington Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Huntington Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.huntertonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Everything is back to normal now, but there were some tense moments high above the Earth early this morning as debris from a Russian satellite approached the International Space Station.
It was playing it conservatively because of a late notification of a piece of space debris which had been identified as a fragment of an old Russian weather observation satellite.
The all-clear was given just after 8 Eastern time this morning, and the crew was allowed to resume their normal day-to-day routine. President Obama is pushing for prison reform today as he becomes the first U.S. president to visit a federal penitentiary while in office. The president will visit a medium security prison in El Reno, Oklahoma, after speaking earlier this week about how the criminal justice system isn't as fair as it should be. Republican Jeb Bush leads the presidential candidates in campaigning fundraising. Documents filed Wednesday with federal regulators show the former Florida governor has accumulated over $100 million in campaign funds from the super PAC supporting his candidacy. This is USA Headline News.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our 4-day super sale, July 17th through the 20th. With 40% off our exceptional paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
You're getting very sleepy.
Sleepy.
You're no longer afraid of bunnies.
Bunnies.
You'll join my rewards program.
I'll join your... Wait, what?
50% off your fifth session. Huh? Focus on the value.
Value.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Finally, there's Plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Sign up today at plentywithani.com for access to offers worth over $100 in savings. There's Plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
One of the people behind a controversial video involving Planned Parenthood says the organization has been selling fetal body parts for profit for years.
It's legal to donate human organs under current law. It is not legal to sell human body parts, whether they're adult or fetal, any age. But Planned Parenthood has been involved in selling the body